You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
We're just moments away from Robert Semro. Another list. This list this week, 5 secret activities your pets do while you're gone. I notice occasionally my computer, my laptop, I leave the top down. I come back, it's up. I have a feeling they're doing something on the computer, maybe a dog blog or something like that.
They're shopping on the internet.
That could be. Yeah. That would explain a lot of things. I'll tell you that right now. So that's on the way with Robert Semro. Also, Blue from The Vet Life, Animal Planet's The Vet Life, will be joining us in just a few minutes. And I know Dr. Debbie's very excited about that. They hung in the same circles in Las Vegas. And he's a very charismatic guy who tells it like it is. That's why you like him so much, huh?
I do. I do. And I think he's a breath of fresh air for veterinary medicine. So, yeah. And if you haven't tuned in, you know, you got to watch the show.
Yeah, the last episode of the season is tonight on Animal Planet.
Well, tune in tonight.
Or TiVo, whatever you got to do there. We just had a delivery from the Jif people, Jif peanut butter people. Heard us talking about...
Jeez, please.
They heard us talking about the David Duchovny campaign to bring awareness to animals, where you're supposed to smear peanut butter on your face and then have your dogs lick your face and take pictures of it and post it. It's one of those challenges.
And the challenge is you have to pay $1 for each kiss that your dog gives you.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. You'd be broke.
I would be.
Yeah. And, of course, Dr. Debbie doesn't exactly recommend that. And I don't either, but go ahead.
I'm not into the dog peanut butter facial. I'm just not into that.
Oh, but at least your skin's so soft.
And tasty.
I just, on so many levels, you know, and we haven't mentioned, if a person is immunocompromised, so if you have any kind of underlying immune system weakness, especially small children, you know, animals licking the face area, especially the mouth and the eyes, it's really not an advice thing. I can see for a photo staging, you know, what kind of what they're accomplishing here, but.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see what David's trying to do, but.
See, what I would do is take like a paper plate and then coat the bottom of it and then put the plate over my face so that they could lick and they would be licking a paper plate, not my face.
I think they should take pictures of people licking their cat and dog's face.
There you go.
Come on. I mean, you're going to let them lick your face.
Well, I know where my dog was just licking 5 minutes ago, and so I have no desire to have my dog licking my face. But good going, David, for that. What do you have for us this hour, Miss Lori Brooks?
I don't know about you guys, but I have bulldogs, and they're a little too portly to reach back there, so they can kiss me away. No problem. Coming up, you know, we have house flipping and all these other kind of shows, but what is pet flipping? I can tell you there is no spatula required, but we will explain because it's something that's coming up in the news and with social media, so we'll do that next.
I hope it's not like house flipping, but we'll find out in the news in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio list, 5 secret activities my pets do while I'm gone. I, like so many other people, eagerly went out with my family and saw the movie The Secret Life of Pets. Don't worry, this isn't a movie review, but instead an acknowledgement that my pets have a secret life. Having acknowledged that, here are 5 things I think my pets have done secretly while I'm gone. We used to have a pool and a spa where I lived with them. Unfortunately, Sugar and Zoe never liked to swim with me. However, on a few occasions, I'd come home and catch them sitting in the spa. On most occasions, they'd slip out of the spa and lay on the side as if to say, "You didn't actually see us in there." On one occasion, however, they stayed in long enough for me to walk out and ask them if they needed towels or refreshments. They had a huge smile on their faces that I'll never forget. So hot tubbing is one secret activity I know my pets did while I was gone. Neither of them shed much, but Sugar had a unique ability to leave just enough hair behind on my reclining chair to let me, and my wife, know that she had been sitting there watching TV while we were gone. One time, my wife caught her in the chair, and she let her body go limp and, in essence, slid out of the chair to her familiar resting spot. My wife was so smitten with her effort to Jedi mind trick her, she laughed instead of getting mad. So getting up on the furniture is another not-so-secret activity I know my pets were doing. Next, like all siblings, they must be fighting about what to watch on TV. Many times, I would find the remote control for the TV in Sugar's bed or very near her. The self-important side of me said that she knew I'd want to turn on the TV, so she kept it near her so I could have it quickly. What a considerate best friend she was. However, I now must admit that she was secretly hogging the remote control while we were gone. Next up is the acknowledgement that Sugar and Zoe enjoy sleeping in our beds. Not surprising, except how they do it. Each morning, my kids and I make our beds. However, inexplicably, many times the beds would be unmade when we'd go to bed. Now, my previous guess was Goldilocks or the Tooth Fairy, but I know I now must accept that it was another secret endeavor from my pets. Finally, there's rarely any leftovers at our house, yet we love to cook and we often make much more than we can finish. I used to think it was strange that we didn't have more leftovers, but now I know it wasn't super hungry people. Instead, it was my pets bringing leftovers to the neighborhood pet block party that must be going on while we're gone. Let this be a lesson for all of us. It's not garden gnomes digging up our lawns or Goldilocks sleeping in our beds. It's just the beauty that is our pets and the manifestations of the secret lives our pets live and enjoy while we're gone. Share your pet's secret life activities on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Hey folks, this is Jackson Galaxy. You're listening to Animal Radio. Please do everyone a favor, spay or neuter your animals today.